Kimberly Carson is the CEO of Breast Cancer Canada. She joins us this morning to talk about current issues surrounding breast cancer, what issues donation efforts have recently solved, and education surrounding breast cancer. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
So what should we start? Should we start with the issues that donation efforts have recently solved?
Yeah, actually, I'd be thrilled to talk about that.
Right.
There has been so much movement thanks to research. So, for example, we used to think there were three different types of breast cancer.
Right.
Now we know there's over 50.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a staggering number.
It is a staggering number.
Yeah, it's a staggering number, but it's an amazing breakthrough because what it does is it allows us the opportunity to match the perfect treatment to the perfect type of breast cancer.
Sure.
So, you know, it defines the breast cancer in a much better way, which tailors our treatment in a much better way. So, for example, you may not need chemotherapy because you have breast cancer of a certain type and it won't respond to chemotherapy.
Huh.
So knowing the different types of breast cancer, the campaign that we run is the more you know, the sooner we can end it. You know, that expression of a different type of a tumor that won't respond to chemotherapy is a lot easier on the patient now that we know that. You know, it's only radiation, it might be a lumpectomy and radiation, and you're good to go. Those kinds of advancements are really making a difference to A, saving people's lives, putting them through less treatment, and certainly tailoring their type of breast cancer to their type of treatment.
Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about are really individualized treatments.
Absolutely. And we call it precision oncology, but really what it means is personalized medicine.
Mm-hmm. Which is really a very positive, optimistic way in which to deal with cancer. I'm very excited about that, I must say. But to what degree is breast cancer hereditary?
There are some types of breast cancer that are hereditary. So, for example, your BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene, those ones are hereditary. We can test for them.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly with modern technology and modern advances in research, there are more that we are starting to identify now as hereditary, but most are not. It's a kind of a non-discerning cancer. And what it usually responds to is hormones. So we usually test for the different type of hormone type tumors mm-hmm. in breast cancer.
Interesting.
That's interesting. When you read this, of course, we automatically assume that we're talking about women and breast cancer. But I wanted to ask you, I think that there is some sort of prevalence or incidence with men and breast cancer as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, men can get breast cancer. Absolutely, they can. And again, you know, that's knowing your breast health. And with women, mm-hmm. we try to do detection as quickly as possible. With men, it's a little more difficult. There's no routine mammograms.
Mm. Now, how about the announcement you had in San Antonio?
Yes, actually, our announcement is around a new type of research that Canada has not been overly good at, and it's called patient-reported outcomes.
Okay.
So the type of research that is asking the patient themselves for input into their treatment and diagnosis during their breast cancer journey. So when we surveyed the oncologists and clinicians in Canada and said, you know, how do we get this rolling and doing better in Canada, they said, we just don't have the time. So Breast Cancer Canada stepped in and said, well, we'll solve that problem for you. So we've done that where we've got now a network of volunteers across the country that help us with the clinicians and asking patients if they would please join in the test. Now, the testing will start in January and February in beta testing, and then we'll launch the whole thing in March, where we ask patients a series of questions and they follow that for about 10 years.
Wow.
So we're hoping to get close to 5,000 patients a year, which is kind of an aggressive goal. But in the meantime, what it does is it teaches us where in that trajectory of treatment that we could do a better job.
Hmm.
So are they experiencing fatigue? Are they experiencing, you know, some kind of loss of quality of life?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they, you know, experiencing nausea? If we think that nausea happens with chemotherapy on the, you know, sixth round, but we're starting to see that more often it's on the fourth round because we've changed the type of chemotherapy, then we need to know that so we can improve the patient's journey.
So what you're really talking about here, in addition to everything else that we're talking about with regard to breast cancer, is that there is a need for communication modalities to really work at their prime level of functionality so that, you know, compartment A knows what compartment B and C and so forth is doing, so that we have all of this information that is going to be helpful in bringing about better treatment and a cure.
Absolutely. Better treatment for sure. And you know, a faster intervention process mm-hmm. that will make that journey quicker, you know, more tolerable. And I think for patients as well, they want to participate in research. They want to improve the journey for others and for themselves. So it's an opportunity for everyone to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that most of the information that you get from new patients or that doctors get from new patients is a lump in the breast? Or is there are there some other symptoms?
Yeah, that's the number one symptom, certainly. But there are other symptoms, you know, redness, itchiness, an inverted nipple. There's all of those symptoms as well. But I would say that we're doing a fairly good job of mammograms in Canada, and we're catching most of them early. So certainly the earlier we catch it, the easier it is to cure.
And in which ways can anyone who's interested become involved in your organization? I mean, not just from a monetary perspective, but how can people become part of this whole operation?
Oh, the more the merrier. We'd love everybody to get involved. And we always need volunteers to help us, you know, recruit patients into our program, into our research program that we're launching. We need people to help us test that program. Mm-hmm. You know, we need people to help us with the education and awareness that we're doing around precision oncology so that people understand their breast cancer diagnosis. We've also launched a second program that will be available to patients again, probably in about February, where they'll be able to read their own pathology reports, put that information in our system, and get an actual report that they can take to their oncologist to start the discussion. So it in that case, instead of using Dr. Google and not really doing your own diagnosis, because there's so many different types of breast cancer, you can use Dr. Google and put in, you know, I've got breast cancer.
Sure.
The amount of information you get is really difficult to sift through.
Right? I'm sure it is.
You know, if you have your pathology report, we can teach you how to put that into our system and it will spit you out like your own personal report that will start the conversation
and
with your doctor.
Self-empowering then.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you'll understand the medications that are available to you and what they mean, what, you know, the side effects are. So yeah, really empowering the patient is sort of our next step, because an understanding precision oncology is not easy.
No, I'm sure not. I'm sure not. Kimberly, I just want to, one thing. Can you tell us one thing that is prime and most important to you in your message in this campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. The more you know, the sooner we can end it.
Yeah. Can't say anything better than that.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking to Kimberly Carson. Thank you so much
for
joining us this morning in this most important conversation. Kimberly is the CEO of Breast Cancer Canada. For more information and to donate, please visit breastcancerprogress.ca.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.